Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning with Ask a Windermere Coach. And on occasion, I'll be joined by Nick Hansen, Doug Simcock, and Eric Thompson. On this podcast, we want to talk about how to create great work-life balance and epic customer service in the real estate industry. We hope you enjoy our podcast.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Michael Fanning, and this is Ask the Windermere Coach. And this is our podcast where we tackle some of your toughest real estate questions. And in each one of these episodes, we try to provide you with detailed answers and proven solutions that are going to help your clients, that are going to enhance your business, and help you build stronger relationships. And I am so excited today because I have Laura Smith with me. Laura, how are you?
Super good. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yes. And for those of you listening, just to give you a little background on Laura, Laura has been in the Windermere family for 20 years. And Laura, you started off, you were a real estate agent at one point, right?
Yep. Since 1998, I sold real estate right out of college, which isn't the typical path, but somehow I cobbled it together and stuck with it. Didn't start with Windermere, started with a small independent brokerage and realized what brand and what market share and what tools and support look like, and came over a few years later. So been here ever since.
Well, I know I'm thrilled that you're with us because you always have such great ideas and you help me a lot, like today and many other times, bringing creative ideas, which we're going to talk about today. But one of the things that I would also say about Laura, so Laura is co-owner, designated broker. She's a coach with all of her agents. She oversees six offices. So that would be our Wedgwood office in Seattle, our Sandpoint office, our Northgate office, our Madison Park office, our Eastlake office, and our Ballard office. And you're a co-owner with the family ownership of the, we call them the Jacoby Six. Is that still kind of the
word? It is. Yeah. I think it's a co, like the company offices, if you will.
Yep. Company offices, if you will. And so let's dive into this. So everyone listening, so when we think about real estate, you know, there's a service aspect of what we do, you know, helping somebody buy a house, sell a house. In Laura's role, her service aspect is helping real estate agents really learn how to be the best possible agents they can be and live the lives they want to live. And part of that, there's the service, but then there's this whole hospitality side. And what we know is that in our business, it's about relationships and about making people feel significant. And today we want to talk about a tool that Windermere has been using. It's a tool called Lolo. And the reason why I have Laura on today is because Laura's actually been using this tool with her agents. So if you think about being a real estate agent, you have a database and these are your clients that are going to buy and sell homes. Well, Laura has a database and it's retention, retaining, and building relationships with her real estate agents. And so she's using the tool. So I thought it would be interesting to just kind of walk through because she's had some phenomenal success with it. So Laura, why don't we kind of lay out the groundwork for what Lolo is and why it's so great for it happening now because of what's been happening around us, you know, with distancing and not being able to see people face to face. So this has been kind of timely, if you will.
Yeah, I think what caught my attention, we can get into the weeds here in a minute, because I do think that's important as well on kind of how to engage with this tool. But yeah, I had an opportunity to pilot this. The reason it caught my attention, actually twofold. One will make you laugh, Mr. Fanning. One is just the timing of it for us, for me, with respect to a pandemic coming to and hopefully through it. But I've had to cancel a whole lot of kind of the hospitality engagements I would typically do as a company owner, you know, from parties to celebrations and gathering. And we like to be social. And that always gives me opportunities to be in flow, you know, face to face, thank people, talk to them in a different kind of way outside of the office setting. So what caught my attention on this, it felt like it was maybe, and we'll speak to the success that I think that we've had so far. But my thought was, could this be one item of value that might just, you know, catch a few people that I'm thinking about them? And I wasn't quite sure if I'd have great engagement. I did. The other is the name Lolo. That's actually my nickname in high school. So that caught my attention. I'm like, what is this? What is this? But anyhow, yeah. So maybe Fanny, we could give a few ins and outs on how it works, and then I could give the engagement.
So let me just kind of lay the groundwork. So Lolo basically is, if you think about it, it's a consistent touch, creating an item of touch that is, when we think about, when we teach agents, we talk about the head and the heart, or art and science, right? And so this is an art, if you will. And so what happens is Lolo basically comes into a geographic area and they establish relationships with local businesses. So one of the benefits, and we talked about this, is that it's enhancing local businesses to get better exposure to bringing people in the door, right, in this day and age. And so that's one thing that they go out and do. And it's not a buy one, get one free. It truly is. Lolo goes and works with the company and says, hey, we'd like to offer up a gift to some clients on your behalf, right? And so, for example, and Laura's going to talk about this, one of hers was, you get a latte at the Ballard Coffee Works, right? So that was the gift. When she would send it out, the individual that received it would be able to go into Ballard Coffee Works and redeem, right, through their mm-hmm. phone, because it sends it via text to the recipient, a code that they just go in, scan the code, and they get their latte. And so what Lolo's done is they've established the relationships, and then you subscribe to it, and you load in your clients into it. And then what it does is it automates monthly that gift giving, and it notifies you. But I think more importantly, and Laura, you're going to get into this, is that there's a dashboard. But what you said is that's the original touch. You get a touch, you know, when I get it on my phone, but it's the engagement that happens after the fact that was so powerful that you saw. But that's kind of how it works. And so they subscribe to it. There's a nominal fee that they pay to be a part of it. And then what happens is Lolo does the rest of it, but then gives you a phenomenal dashboard that you can track the success of those touches. Is there anything else that you want to add to kind of the functionality of it?
Yeah, I think I'll just take what you shared and then just give how I approach this, right? So I approach this, like you said, I've got 6 offices in Seattle. I looked at the program. I said, okay, where's the next gift? Like which community is it in? It was Ballard Coffee Works. I said, okay, to pilot this, I'll start with 2 of my offices so that are just in that geographic footprint and makes sense to swing by the Ballard Coffee Works for a latte on me. To your point, it's not a 2-for-1. It's just a come in with your little code and off you go with whatever 16-ounce drink you wanted that day, which is great. And it also opened it up. I think this campaign launched a few weeks ago and it's open till November 1st. So it gives quite a bit of time. It's not like they have to rush to go get their cup of coffee that day.
Right.
Right. So I took 2 offices that reflected 167 people, right? So for me, like you said, my sphere, my database are my people within the offices. So agents, staff, managers, just uploaded all of their email addresses and names individually. And like I said, that's 167 people. So that launched with a message from me within the launch. It did, I believe, like you said, go to their phones. I could tell that it did, because what it ended up happening within 30 minutes, I probably had 30 text messages. Right. Yeah. And so when I'm coaching agents with their clients, I'm a big fan of automation for all the reasons Ninja speaks to. And you think of things like our tool in Neighborhood News, right, Mr. Banning? It's like that is so real estate driven and so about them, which is awesome. And that's why we have low subscribe or unsubscribes, if you will.
Subscribe rates, right.
Right. Like super low in a tool like that that's so real estate driven. So that's like an example of science, right? Mm-hmm. And so with this, like you said, stands firmly in that art, firmly in that hospitality, and firmly in the relationship bucket. And so it was just the kind of interaction I got it actually blew me away, right? So to get 30 text messages of, wow, thank you, emails to follow up, future text messages with people at Ballard Coffee Works, you know, showing me what they got. I even had one staff take their staff meeting that week from the Ballard office, actually. They went there and shared that with me. So it was just like this interaction, that kind of the gift that kept on going. And then what ends up happening too, which I did not know, is when somebody redeems their cup of coffee, I get another ping to say, hey, this person just got their coffee. So even if they didn't reach out to me, I've been pinging them to say, hey, hope you enjoyed that latte today. Have a great day.
Absolutely. And you could even turn that into a phone call, right? Hey, just noticed that you got your coffee. I just want to say, I hope you enjoyed it. And you know what? And why don't we go grab a coffee at some point? I'd love to meet up with you. And one thing I think, and you mentioned this to me when we were talking earlier, but and I think I want to relate it to how it would impact an agent working with their clients, is that what you said to me, you said, you know, there's the people that you're in flow with regularly in your office. you know, and those are the agents that are, you know, they're onboarding and you're ramping them up. And so you're seeing them every week. But then you have the agents that have been with you for a while that maybe are out of touch and you haven't seen for a while. And those people went on your list. And now all of a sudden you're top of mind with those individuals, right? Right. Because they're not necessarily needing to come to you because they've been doing this for a long time. And I even can picture some of those agents in my mind right now. I see them. And all of a sudden they get a text from you that says, hey, go have a coffee on me. All of a sudden you rise to the top, right? In terms of that equity and that value. And so the reason why I speak to this is that I think about an agent who, you know, they've got their active clients, right? Or the people they're working with, and they're seeing these people all the time. But what about those warm listers that you know they're going to buy, but they don't know they're going to buy yet? And you're trying to figure out how to engage with them or how to get in touch with them. And all of a sudden you send them a text to get a latte or a pint of beer or a loaf of bread, right? At the local mm-hmm. bake shop or a pan au chocolat or whatever it is that they're going to go get. And all of a sudden now you're at the top of their mind, right? And it's not related to real estate. It's related to value.
Yeah, spot on. So the responses I received weren't necessarily with the people that I have a lot of flow with. I mean, you know, those that I have a lot of flow with, you're right. They're the ones that typically show up to all meetings. They're the ones that, you know, are coaching on some level or onboarding, or I've recently had some sort of, you know, high need. Maybe it's a legal matter or something like that. We've been tied to the hip for a while. But the reality of it is the interactions I received were from the people I have less natural flow with. And so to your point, for brokers and their sphere out in the communities, you know, maybe there's people you see all the time because you're dropping your kids off at school, or, you know, it's soccer season or it's football season. You're seeing the same people over and over again. And so we have to be careful that, you know, our interactions and our flow during the day in a weekly time period, are we seeing the same people over and over again? And this tool reminded me, if you will, that sometimes we do. And so it takes a little extra effort. And this one allows you to automate it to see, if you will, quote unquote, people that we're not naturally in flow with.
Right. And talk a little bit about, because I know they have a phenomenal dashboard that just keeps you up to speed.
Yep.
You know, because that's the other thing too, is I think, you know, my definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expect different results. Or agents that I coach that are, I go, what are you doing? Well, I'm doing this. Well, is it working for you? Well, I don't really know. It's just like, okay, well, you're spending money, but it should have been working for you. So I love that they give you a dashboard where you can see right, you know, in live, is it having success?
Yep. It's a very simple dashboard, which I like. And this drops into those that like the science part of it. So I'm looking at my dashboard right now, for example, and it shows my total 167 contacts that I've imported. And on this first campaign, it showed me an engagement score, right, that they've clicked or, you know, done some sort of engagement with I've sent them. And it was 89.8% engagement, right? And then it showed the total interactions. So I had 524 interactions. I'm not exactly sure what that looks like, but it says people touched it more than once, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then it's neat to look ahead. You can go to my future campaigns to see what's up next. There's on the billing side of the dashboard, you can pay annually or pay monthly. And if you pay monthly, I believe you could skip a month, right? So I'm a little bit interested in, for my audience, I don't think I'm planning on doing this every month because I really like a little bit of the surprise element. Maybe this is a quarterly thing, or maybe this is twice a year thing. Who knows, but I can kind of manage it that way. I can also look ahead to see where the next campaign is. What do I think about that business? Maybe I'm hoping that I have a little time to engage that way as well.
Absolutely. And I also love the fact that you can see who the company is that that the piece went out to. And yes. I mean, let's not underestimate the power of establishing relationships with these businesses. You know, the right. fact that when you go in and say, oh my gosh, I just got to tell you, I'm so excited. I know that I sent this out and, you know, I had like 100 people come in here and get their latte. And I want to just say thank you to you guys for offering up that that opportunity to my clients.
And we're in the business, right? We're in the business of people and community. That's what we do. You know, whether you're at Windermere or another firm, that's the business we're truly in. And this automated touch does both, which is really cool.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I got to tell you, when we talk about conversion ratios, I mean, 89.9 or 8% is that's huge. Because I think about other things that people send out where we're not even sure. Like, for example, I mean, home update's fabulous. I just don't know if, you know, there's nothing on the form that says, hey, you read it, I know you got it, right? Mm-hmm. But I think, and to your point, is that, you know, you send this out and it's not so much the gift that they got, but it triggers what we always want to have, is it triggers additional conversation, right? Yeah. Because now they have equity in you and they want to reach out and say thank you. And that phone call or that text, and then you take it to a face-to-face or a voice-to-voice involvement, that's really truly where the relationship starts to grow. It's not because they got the gift or they got the latte. It's because now they're saying thank you to you. And now you're ninja trained and you're like, hey, how's life going? What's going on, right? And that's really what we're striving to get at. And it's not salesy, right? It does never put you in a place to be rejected because they're calling you to say thank you.
Yeah. Yep. No, spot on. I'm glad I piloted it. And I think I'm showing you right now, I know the listeners can't see it, but also just looking at the billing aspect of it, the monthly plan, for example, it looks like it's $1.35 per recipient. So for those of you that are starting to budget around this, annual plan is $1.10 per recipient. And by the way, that's regardless of whether they get that coffee or not, right? Yeah. So this is not just me getting billed if they get that coffee. And to be honest, out of that engagement, I've probably only had 15 or so grab the coffee so far, but it's still open to go get it. And the weather's changing in Seattle, so people are going to want to go get their latte.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point to also make, is that it's not that you're paying, you know, every time they get a latte, you're paying for their $4 latte. Lolo is establishing a relationship with that you know, entity, that business, and then you're just paying a flat fee for it. So like she said, if it's a monthly price plan, you're at $1.35 per recipient per month. If you're at an annual plan, you're at $1.10 for recipient per month. You know, and if you think about this, this is right in line with the other types of things that we recommend, you know, agents do. So if you're thinking about your 36 touches a year for your clients, this is very economical as one of the touches if you wanted to do it, and not even every month. Maybe you want to do it every other month, and then see the success of what's going on.
Yeah, and even an idea might be able to just start it with a monthly plan in November, and your personal message in there could be around gratitude and Thanksgiving and the holiday and that kind of, you know, vernacular too, could be a fun way to launch it. Minimum 25 contacts. So when you're thinking about how large of a swath, start with 25 and build from there.
Go from there. And one last question for you. How are you recommending this to your agents to start utilizing it? I mean, what's kind of your plan for your rollout to get them to start using it?
Yeah. So my plan is I was going to let this first pilot kind of wrap up through the beginning of November, and then it becomes an office meeting conversation. Say, hey, how'd you like that coffee, right? Did you go? Or maybe I do it a week before where the coffee is still out there on the table, and just engage with it just like this conversation, to say, think through how'd you feel when you received it, right, as the recipient. And that's really the question. How'd it make you feel? And would you, you know, could that kind of feeling be worth it, right, with your database on some sort of cadence? And also when we get into business planning, starting to look at the new year and say, okay, pause, reflect on 2021, where did you automate? Where didn't you, where did you wish you would have automated? And you know, is there a spot within your plan and your budget to automate a little bit more in the new year? And is what you've been doing, is it more science, or does it have a little art to it? If it doesn't have a space for the art yet, this might be a good one to consider.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I know we're talking about like giving gifts or doing those types of things, but I have to tell you, I know for myself, right, when I open up a handwritten note and there's a Starbucks card in there, or I get just a surprise thing that shows up, either it's texted to me or it shows up in my mail, I feel good. Right. And I mean, I'm not saying they go, oh, I guess they're sending me this because they want business. No, I open it up and go, you know what? Thank you. I'm grateful. Yeah. I'm grateful that you thought about me. I'm grateful that you did this. And I would just like to say to our audience, so for any Windermere managers or owners that are listening, Laura can be a good resource for you. Reach out to Laura and just kind of get her take on what she's been doing. For those of you that are Windermere agents, I highly recommend, you know, if you want to put something that's powerful and valuable into your arsenal of connecting with clients, this might be something that you might want to think about for your 2022 business plan. And for the public that's possibly listening to this, oh my gosh, if you have a Windermere agent, say, hey, when are you going to start using that Lolo gifts? I'd love to get a cup of coffee there. loaf of bread.
Let me know. Let me know. Yeah. I'll add you to my contacts.
Yeah. Yeah, let them know you want to be added to their Lolo contacts. Anything else, Laura, comes to mind to just kind of
I think the timeliness of this conversation. So as you started off this episode with respect to my audience, you know, my sphere, if you will, from a ninja perspective, really is the offices. And so for owners and managers, Windermere or not, that are listening, where can we be creative right now to engage and connect internally? We're really good at helping people engage and connect externally, right? So from broker to client, you know, B2C, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. People, where we're great, right, is internally, and we have not been able to gather in the same sort of way. So get creative. Call me to collaborate. I'm happy to, but I'm really trying a lot of things to just let people know that I care about them, and we're going to get through this. They're doing a great job, and we're all in this together.
Yeah, no, terrific. And also too, and I will just say, for those of you within Windermere, it's very easy to find. If you're familiar with our Windermere Hub, you simply go to the Windermere Hub, and in the search box, just type Lolo. I just did it. And it says use Lolo for relationship marketing. There's a whole piece there. Treat your clients to a redeemable gift near them. There's a whole piece there. And it walks you through how to get set up on it and start using it. And Laura, if somebody would reach out to you, what's your email address? LauraSmith@Windermere.com?
Yep. Just LauraSmith@Windermere.com.
And that's L-A-U-R-A Smith@Windermere.com. And I will also put Laura's contacts in the show notes, along with some information around Lolo if you want to find out more about it. You can also reach out to me, Fanny@Windermere.com. I'm happy to help any way that I can. And but Laura, I always end. So what book are you reading right now? What book are you into these days?
Rereading Think Like a Monk, started 2 days ago.
Oh, with Jay Shetty. That's a great book.
Yeah, a reread. Actually, I read it and now I'm listening to it. So I digest it differently. So I do it both.
That's terrific. Well, hey, Laura, thank you for taking the time today. And like I always say this to all of our listeners, I hope you found this information helpful. And if you did, will you please share it out? Give us a rating. Let us know if we're hitting the mark. And we always end our podcast by saying, be awesome. Help somebody, make it a great day. Laura, have a great Friday. And thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Take care. We'll talk to you later.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our podcast. We want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you found it useful or helpful, please feel free to share it and also give us a rating. Also, if you think that Windermere Coaching might be right for you, please feel free to just look us up at WindermereCoaching.com. And we'll end by saying this: be awesome and help someone. Make it a great day.